Support for NPR comes from Fox Searchlight Pictures, presenting The Secret Life of Bees, starring Queen Latifah and Dakota Fanning, based on the novel, now playing everywhere.
Good morning. This is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. The Indiana Court of Appeals will hear arguments next week in a dispute over early voting sites in Lake County. The court agreed to a Republican request to expedite the case hours after the state Supreme Court rejected it yesterday. In a 3-2 vote earlier, the High Court said closing voting centers in the three largely Democratic Lake County cities of Gary, Hammond, and East Chicago could jeopardize residents' right to vote. Republicans say the voting centers increased the risk of voter fraud. Some Democrats have questioned whether Republicans were trying to suppress votes by minorities likely to favor Barack Obama. And meanwhile, more than 220,000 Indiana residents already have cast absentee ballots in this year's presidential election. A 70-year-old former Catholic priest has been convicted yesterday on federal charges of taking a minor boy on religious retreats to have sex with him. Donald McGuire faces a maximum of 30 years in federal prison when he's sentenced December 18th. He's already been convicted on state charges of molesting boys in Wisconsin and is due to be tried on similar charges in Arizona. Champaign City Council members will hear a gloomy financial outlook at their next study session Tuesday night, but the city's financial staff says Champaign still has time to prepare for the prediction of declining revenues because of the economic slowdown. Financial Services Manager Renata Matusova says the city may have to shave between $800,000 and $2 million of projected spending in the next year's fiscal budget.
They already started. They will solicit input from all departments and hopefully get all employees involved to come up with suggestions. What are the ways that we can save money throughout the city? There might be some department-specific. There might be some citywide expenses that we'll look at.
But Matusova says the slowdown will not affect the current city budget any more than it already has. And Thursday was the 25th anniversary of the bombing of the Marine barracks in Beirut, Lebanon. A group of current and former Marines in Champaign-Urbana will not let it unmarked. There will be a memorial service today for the 241 American service personnel killed in a suicide truck bombing. This is AM 580 News.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan said he might have been wrong. The Bush administration considers a $40 billion package to stem foreclosures. And, of course, the presidential race heads into the home stretch. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore joins us. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Scott.
And this qualified as headlines. Alan Greenspan saying, I might have been wrong in my approach to regulation. Said he was shocked.
Yes.
Please give your assessment of what he said.
Well, you know, this is somebody who spoke in favor of deregulation. He was an early follower of Ayn Rand, who believed that governments are tyrannical. And so year after year, he spoke to preach the gospel of keep government hands off things. Markets will correct themselves. And then along came one day, and markets start not correcting themselves. And so it really is the end of the Ayn Rand era, I must say. And so now the government comes back.
He was worked over pretty well by members of Congress. But I wonder, when you cast back on the entire generation-long history of deregulation, is it wrong to hang this on him alone?
No, there can't be one person responsible, but there's one person symbolic of the whole thing. It was Alan Greenspan, whom I recall all those years making speeches about leave the markets alone. The markets can take care of themselves. He was venerated for a long time, and now the veneration has changed to something else, but it's still Alan Greenspan, the symbol.
The Bush administration is considering a $40 billion package to try to help homeowners at risk of foreclosure.
Mm-hmm.
What does this package represent?
Well, it represents an attempt to stop the wave of foreclosures that continues even as we speak. And the idea is if they can pump some money instead of just pumping money into banks to keep the banks going, if they find a way of getting mortgages refinanced and getting better terms for it with the help of some government money, that might help to cut down some of the future foreclosures.
The latest polls in the presidential race will mention, with the exception of one, seemed to show Senator Obama widening his lead over Senator McCain.
Yes.
And Senator Obama really enjoying percentages in all of the swing states. What do you make of the polls?
Well,